Thank you so much, BBS Radio, for making this possible for us to be live streamed over the internet. Today it is Wednesday, November the 18th, 2020. Wednesday evening, meaning if you have questions, we have answers. Questions and answers with the Elohim and Ra group. It is our beautiful sister Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona, who is able to channel the Ra group and the Elohim group. And you are able to submit a question per email to questions@intelligence-infinity.com. questions@intelligence-infinity.com. And Winfrey will go through those questions during the show, and he will ask those applicable questions. We have somebody else join in. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
Good evening. Wanda from Leventhal, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, good evening, Wanda.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome. And right after this...
Here we go.
Two more people's in there. Welcome. Feel free to say a name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Welcome,
hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
And I was just going to say, right after this one-hour show, we go over to another conference call, as this show is a simulcast with this conference call. We go over to the Whole Planet Healing daily conference call. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So the Whole Planet Healing conference call, we do 7 days a week at 7 p.m. Pacific. And you can join in for free for everyone by dialing 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250. Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
250-513-pounds. 250-513-pounds. And you can find this information also at the website wholeplanethealing.com. Let's see, who do we hear? Lauren, it's on your end.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, sir. All right, and we wait for Winfrey to show up and get this ball rolling. And if you just joined in online through BBS Radio, we welcome you. We appreciate your presence. And questions can be emailed to questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
Oh, by the way, Phyllis won't be on this call. She's got to do something else.
All right.
Tender apologies.
How long have you known Phyllis for, Lauren?
Oh, gosh, it's been a year.
Okay, not that long.
Maybe longer. Right. Yeah, it's been over a year.
Good evening and welcome to the gathering. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
And the next caller, welcome. Please share name and location.
Roger, Austin.
Good evening, Roger. Welcome, brother.
Hi, Roger.
Good evening,
Roger.
Brother.
Right.
Terry, does Ren know he's alive?
Anybody else have trouble dialing in? It took me 8 tries.
I did, but I straightened out.
Mm-hmm. I had it twice.
Yep.
I tried 5 times.
Use the backup number. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art, Hampton, Virginia.
Welcome, Dr. Art.
Yeah, how are you?
Hey, good, man. Thank you for being here. And the next caller, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Debbie Costa Mesa.
Welcome, Debbie.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello. Debbie. I'm not good at names again. You got to tell me your name. Who's the
Roger.
Last? Roger. Hi, Roger.
Roger.
Hi.
Intention, persistence, vision.
Roger, Dodger.
When you're calling in.
Persistence.
Intention, persistence, vision. Those are 3 keys to something, but I can't remember what it was now. Manifesting, maybe.
Right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. It's Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everybody.
Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Jennifer.
Hey, Dawn. Hi.
She's like me, like, who is that? Where's Antonio?
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Dominanda.
Hi, Dominanda.
Welcome. Hi, Dominanda.
Hello, everybody. I didn't hear that turkey joke. What was that turkey Thanksgiving joke?
Oh, I love that turkey joke. Wasn't that funny? My God.
Can you say it again? I didn't get it.
You didn't get, understand what it was? You didn't understand?
No, I didn't hear the whole joke.
Oh, well, okay, guys, add in, jump in here. Basically, the governor's, at least in my state, is only allowing 6 people per household at the holidays from now on. But they allow 30 people if you have a memorial service, you know. So 30 people. Okay, so he decided he's going to have a memorial service for his turkey, Tom. Oh, I mean, that's what I got out of it. I'm not good at telling jokes. I just thought that was hysterically funny.
It was his pet turkey.
His what turkey?
His pet turkey. His pet turkey.
Oh, pet turkey. See, I missed that. Died. Okay, there you go.
The turkey died the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
That is funny.
His pet turkey. Oh. So we should all do that, huh? I think it's so
ridiculous. Tell him you're having a funeral, huh?
Yeah. Well, come over for the memorial service about 1 p.m.
Yeah.
We'll have a
funeral. Yeah.
Everybody eat food.
BYOB.
Yeah, bring your own booze.
Right. Someone else, then good evening. You're welcome. Please say your name and location.
Monica from Everett, Washington.
Hello, Monica.
Again, hello. Yeah. Can I ask a question? I didn't know how, I couldn't find on the website how you could email in for a prayer request.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Questions?
No, she wants prayer requests.
She said a prayer request.
Oh, you said a prayer request.
And they call.
For Sunday.
You want it for Sunday or for tonight?
Well, for just I was thinking, I've never done this before, and I thought tonight was the one I was going to...
Tonight is the last question and answers night. You can submit a question, and Terry channels the answers.
Oh, okay. So that's not what I thought it was. Okay.
The Sunday morning is for the prayers.
Right.
Welcome, Wynn. Good to have you.
Hi, Wynn. Hi, Terry.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
I'm muting you all. We got a lot of questions for tonight. Okay.
All right.
You ready?
I got the
deal.
Okay, I'm going to mute Wynn. And are you ready for the recording?
I'm ready. Can you start the recording?
Yes, first mute, all right?
Muted.
November 18th.
The recording has started.
This is November 18th, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is the call where we do questions, where you have submitted questions. And I'm going to ask them, and our sources are going to answer them through Terry. And Terry, are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Are you on mute? I should just ask if you're unmuted, right?
If you can hear me, I'm unmuted.
I hear you. Okay. All right. So we'll go right into this. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself and everyone on this line and everyone on BBS Radio. And everyone listening to the replays. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. Create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything none of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator, and we are shining our light and love on each and every person who is here. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line or the computer. That is where the voice comes from, and it is slower than our practically instantaneously connecting to you, if you wish to be connected with. If you don't wish to be connected with, we don't. Because we are... entirely operating on free will. If we ever say anything that doesn't make sense to you or doesn't resonate with you or seem right, disregard it. You are the creator of your life. You are the captain of your soul. And we are here to assist if we can, however we might. Do you have questions?
Yeah, a first question from Dharmananda. Why did you create the universe?
Well, first of all, we were created by a master being. You might call him Yahweh. That would be one of the names, like for the God, the all that is. We were created out of the nothingness, out of the void. We were created. And then we experience the joy of being present, of interacting, and we learned how to create, and we spun out galaxies and planets and beings and life, and we did it out of joy, and the sensation of the light and the sound and the vibrations and the miracle of the creation of life. And to us, it was a joy to create.
Good. I'd like to clarify something here. When you used the word Yahweh just then, it seemed as if you were using Yahweh as another term for the one infinite creator. And it's my understanding, and according to the raw material...
Well, there is a difference. There is a difference. It's like the one infinite creator is all that is. And then out of the one infinite creator, there was developed a primary being, a master being, a master creator being that learned how to create itself out of the all that is. So we are not referring to the one infinite creator. We are referring to the primary being that creator that then developed out of the one infinite creator and began to spin off other beings. And no. Yahweh is merely a name that means like the God, the creator. There were many owners of that position.
Well, you know, when the Ra group was asked about Yahweh in terms of the Old Testament use of the word Yahweh, it was indicated in a much different way than you're explaining it. And I
well,
think you should...
we are explaining it. At the time, the name was not Yahweh. We are merely using that name that was designated as a name for the creator. Which was later. The name came about later.
But it was not dedicated by the same Yahweh, was it?
No, there were different Yahwehs. We are using the word Yahweh simply as a localized name for the creator. However, Yahweh is simply a word for the creator.
Mm-hmm.
And these were creator beings that we are referring to that began spinning out beings.
When you came into manifestation from this primary being, did it have a name that it expressed to you at that time?
We didn't get a name at the time.
No. Well, just to give my opinion, since the name came in afterwards, and that it was probably owned by other beings, that primary being, it seems like it misleads to identify the primary being as Yahweh. That's just my opinion.
You had asked for a name, and we were simply... giving a name which stands for the creator.
Okay. Next question. From Isis in Arizona. As we've learned in the raw material, as came through Carla Rucker, the raw group who had multiple lifetimes and then 20% of them ascended had their embodiment experience on the planet Venus.
Yes.
And Isis asks, now it's my understanding in this period of time, in previous conversations, ascension was not going to be a mass event, although at one point it said it was possible if enough of the planet evolved. But
you would have a consensus reality among the group that was ascending. If individuals were not in a state of fulfilling their desire to reincarnate into the third density and had not advanced into the desire to be a part of a soul group, they would not allow that to happen to themselves.
So what's been said was ascension was going to be an individual process. When people die,
an individual, it might be a group ascension. However, the group would have to have attained some sort of desire to progress into a soul group to be able to take part.
Okay. So Isis's question is, what happened on Venus? Was it one event, or was it a series of events, or was it people dying and ascending?
Well, there was a series of events which led to a mass death, which then a number of people that were very evolved ascended into us, which is the part of the Ra group. Here that is speaking through Terry, but we are not all a part of the whole Ra group is not here. We assign parts of the Ra group to be present in the channeling.
So did you say there was a mass death event? Is that what I heard you say? On Venus?
There was. So it made it difficult to go back for an individual to reincarnate there based upon the unavailability of the conditions any longer to support the same life in the third density that they had.
What caused the mass death event?
There was a geological event and a release of gases. The air cover became the air cover. It lost the viability of a lot of its air cover, and
the atmosphere.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Next question. This is from David.
There was much concerning in Venus. It was underground with tunnels. It's like, however, in it lost a lot of its tunnel work in some shifts that went on.
So they were natural shifts. They were not events on the planet that caused self-destruction.
We do not wish to delve into the reasons for the destruction. As this is another whole story and contains negativity.
Okay. David Ferringer asks, can you help me understand ego, as it's hard for me to know if I'm keeping mine in balance? That's David in Mercer, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. Your third eye has a ability to lend intuition to you, your own sense in your relationship with others and their relationship back with you, their reaction to you can be feedback to you on the state of your ego. You within yourself have a sense of when you are over stretching your ego unwisely. Individuals, you do need ego to be able to support your own self and to operate in the third density. So do not disparage yourself either. If you did a project and you did a really good job, then don't be afraid to feel very good about it. Give yourself credit where credit is due, but don't extend as you can monitor yourself your own expansion of it. Give yourself credit, feel good about yourself, and good about your interactions with others, and good about the projects that you do. And don't feel shy about feeling good about all that. So we hope that gives some guidance.
I remember I got a dream message a while back ago. It said, don't be more than you are, but don't be less than you are.
Yes, that's good advice.
That might fit here, okay?
Yes.
Okay, next question. Sija in England. I seem to be suffering from repeated symptoms that resemble an ear infection in the inner ear, and humming sounds, which get significantly worse when the weather is cloudy. But there is no visible sign of any infections coming from my ears. However, I do feel unwell, especially when it rains. I thought the problem was to do with air pressure, but the humming sounds do not accord with the barometer. Could you take a look and tell me what is causing the humming sounds, the symptoms of ear infection, and ill health when it rains, and the best way to heal it? Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have ask yourself and watch yourself, monitor yourself, and see if you have dizziness, as this is would be a symptom of an inner ear infection, pain in the ear or behind the ear. Would be a further symptom of inner ear. Looking outside yourself, is the humming sound coming from within your head or coming from without, or is there something going on in the neighborhood, in machines at a distance that were set to project there's words for this, beams to you, it would then trigger, transfer a sound to you. See if you can get a direction of where it may be stemming from. Is it coming from down below you? Is it coming from the distance in a certain direction? Is it stemming from inside your head and radiating out? And if it is doing that, is it resonating with something that is being projected from outside? See if you can sensitize yourself to further find out more about this. And then ask further. Thank you.
You know, since Terry was using this unusual device where she was getting dizzy, and she doesn't seem to be getting dizzy now. Is there a connection with that?
Okay. Terry did have an inner ear infection, and she was getting dizzy. And particularly when she turned her head to the right, or she turned her head suddenly, or lay down suddenly, then this would be extremely dizzy. Also, there was pain behind the ear. She began projecting that this was healed. Taking vitamin C, we believe you are taking vitamin C already in your program. If you can have natural vitamin C, not ascorbic acid, bioflavonoids, and enough calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D3, you might try selenium and zinc if you have not. To take like a full the Wallach program of minerals, this should handle should alleviate some of the symptoms if it is an inner ear infection. We suggest that you do look outside of yourself, directional, under, down, up, and just sense, because if it is coming from outside and resonating something in your ear, then it should be able to be tracked in the direction that it is coming from. And then you can instigate, just knowing it can help instigate a protection that you can then dismiss it. Take a look at all that and go from there and let us know how it's going.
Thank you. Next question is from is the entire Earth upgrading? At one point, it was indicated that it was. And there was a very interesting image that was used that said the beings, the humans that did not upgrade with the Earth, were going to be moved to another planet. It was still
well,
doing.
Well, they won't. They would not be able to track with the higher frequencies in the faster pulse. They won't be able to keep in sync with that, and so yeah. It is self-isolating out. Individuals that can't make it then go somewhere else, and they get directed there.
And the image that was used, that it would be like a bunch of paper doll cutouts moved to start their evolution elsewhere.
You could use that image.
That came through Daphne, not Terry. Okay.
Yes.
So
you can use that image.
Now is that still accurate?
It is a little bit robotic that this would occur all at one time and that people would be guided off. It's like as an individual, like individuals that were having lifetimes here are unable to make it. Sometimes there are groups that are directed off. Sometimes they don't get directed off. Sometimes they flounder around and are unable to pick up a body or know what to do. However, there are some individual guides that do work with these people.
Mm-hmm. And do corrupt negative agendas have any impact on screwing these processes up?
We don't wish to go and look at the negative forces and their effect right now.
Okay. And Don Herman asks, is water able to spontaneously create life when exposed to Schumann frequency energy? I don't know where I got that idea, but that's the question.
Water does have life to it. It does have a consciousness. All that manifests does have a consciousness and some intelligence. It would depend on what kind of life you're talking about.
Okay. Next question is, Bonnie Penners in Corona, California. And she asks, my best friend Margaret passed over 22 years ago, but I still feel her energy open and received an energetic hug from her after a conference call that you were able to confirm for me a couple of years ago. Can we check in on her and her whereabouts? And does she know I am thinking of her? I regret never telling her I loved her or giving her a hug before she passed. Thank you for this rare, sacred opportunity to connect.
Yes, you can connect anytime, and you may send her hugs. And if she is preoccupied, then she may not get it at the time. However, this would be available to her to pick up, like a mail message that is sitting in her inbox. So it does not hurt at any time to, as you feel inclined, to send her hugs and love. And she is looking. We pick up that she is alive and well. Thank you.
When you say alive and well, you don't mean she's in a body, do you?
We feel that she is in a body.
Okay, thank you. Next question from Edna. Have I been a healer in past lives? Do I have the gift of healing? When I do a healing meditation, I feel a lot of energy around me, especially on top of my crown chakra. Thank you.
Thank you. You have been a healer in the past. You have been a Mother Superior in the past, in monasteries, in charge of nuns, and he extended healing to them as they have needed it. And as far as other specific healers, yes, you have, not always in the same country, but in Europe. In Europe and it goes back to South America, earlier lives too.
When you say she was a Mother Superior, was that with the Catholic Church or various sects?
Well, the Catholic Church, but various sects of the Catholic Church in, say, Ireland.
In Ireland.
Well, that was one place in Ireland, but in other places.
Yes.
We pick up also Germany.
Okay. Now that you said Ireland, hang on a second. We have Mark Sonnenberg. And Mark, God, I've been putting this one off because it's so long, but we have 10 minutes, so we'll see how it goes. When I ask questions, it is with the intent to have a clearer connection to the sources. Partially, this means the frequencies that resonate with my unique purpose here. And this time around, when I was about...
Yes, it brings in clarity, and as we communicate with you and you with us, it brings in clarity and also the pure energies of the Christ consciousness, which then makes a clearer, the words are all failing us here. Atmosphere, environment. There are words for this. A clearer sphere to be more clear within yourself and to connect not only with our energies, but the Christ consciousness energies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then he goes on and he says, when I was a ballet dancer, some of us would talk about what we are hearing in the music. Each of us would find something different that seemed important. You know, Mark, I'll make a comment here. Terry has a friend who used to be a dancing partner with Margot Fonteyn. And then when she died, he got her permission to use her name in dancing, in his own dancing school. Okay, his name is Ken.
And to teach her techniques.
You can look him up. Ken Ludden, L-U-D-D-E-N. Now going on, the purpose for the conversation was that we felt our part was to have the music move through us. This was what we felt our reason for doing what we were doing. In 2015, after I posted a question about Ruka, he wondered why we needed or wanted to go into something like this, but somehow I asked the question in a way that got this reply. And then he has a transcript of the reply, or at least part of it. We try to think of the exact way to see this. This is a living, very loving spirit, talking about Ruka. It is a group of individuals that worked in the time of Jesus and before and after. They are within the Radhru, and they are a dissolver of karma and a giver of forgiveness and harmonizing influence for the betterment of mankind and individuals on the earth plane. Now, I'm just going to make a question in between his question or his comments. When you call them a dissolver of karma, I have the idea that the Christ consciousness matrix, we've talked about this, is in the sixth density. And when someone accesses that matrix, they can take a quantum leap over their karma, which is in the first five densities. Now, I'm not sure if I'm mixing up the Christ consciousness being in the fifth density or sixth. I think you said it was the sixth. And which, in a sense,
it can resonate through the frequency, to the densities, all of them.
Okay. But does the Christ consciousness give a person the opportunity to jump through their lower level karma and access divine love or unconditional love?
Yes, we have also brought in, mentioned grace, which has the ability to dissolve karma, to unstick karma, to bring in a little flecks of love light, which is the unsticking of the points in a person's track to get them smoothly integrating with their surroundings and with the Christ consciousness and all that is in harmony.
Yes, now let me continue reading Mark. When one asks for the Holy Spirit, they may experience spiritual peace, and they may even experience help and assistance and calmness. And they may experience alleviation when they ask for forgiveness of their guilt. And they may be helped tremendously by this group of spirits working together. It is more than a group of spirits working together. We find it difficult to express in words how magnificent and miraculous the works of this group are, as they indeed are a special sacred group. We even hesitate to call them a group. In this zone, one may find their own soul and be forgiven and again achieve their worthiness. And it works with all of mankind and is available to all of mankind and has the ability to be present when one intends or asks for their presence. We do not do it justice in how magnificent it is in our description. And that was beautiful. I don't even remember that from the call. But I'm going to copy that and save it. It seems to me, correctly or not, that this is a resonance that is important to me at a core level. I would like to understand more deeply and with more breadth, especially when reading and feeling the last sentence. I feel it would help me allow frequencies to move through me. And when I listen to music over and over, I would get a clearer resonance with what I naturally felt and also what others brought to my attention. Maybe my question will also help someone else. Mark, I don't see a question mark. What is your question? Let me see if there's a question beyond that. I have to scroll down. He says, P.S., I hope this doesn't give you a headache. Okay, let's see. What is this question there?
Well, it is true that as he listens to the music is just not music. It is, it translates into colors and into light, and it has tones and overtones. And actually, the interplay of frequencies of the physical universe is music in motion. And if you are very sensitive in these areas, when you look at colors, for instance, a beautiful sunset or a forest in the fall is different colors of reds and golds. Different colors can turn into music. So as a ballet dancer and listening to the music, you can transpose like colors into music, music into colors, things around you that happen into music, and it can help lift your soul, and you can move into the colors and the vibrations within the Christ consciousness of harmony and love and light, and you can begin to dance them, to begin to experience them in your soul.
Thank you. Now, there was one thing I came up with here. Okay. You said something that I just want to ask an expanded question on myself, and it will be the last question. And when the Ra group ascended on Venus, it's indicated that it seemed to sound like they already had a group energy on
yes,
Venus.
It's much like a consensus reality on Venus, much like Earth people have a consensus reality, and right now the election is in the consensus reality of people. And and so on Venus, as this group got together and became more advanced, they began to have their own consensus reality that helped them to create their hologramic transition into their group soul.
Mm-hmm. Now, is our group moving in that direction?
Your group is not nearly as big as their group, and So, right, there is a consensus reality developing as people go into agreement or agree with naturally with the others in the group. So that's as far as we can say.
Okay, thank you. All right, we are going to end this call now. And I thank all of you that asked questions. And we're going to go into Whole Planet Healing, which is at, let me give you the phone number, 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513. And let me
unmuted.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Seattle.
Thank you, Cecil. And thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you so much to our sources, to you, Terry, to Human, and to everyone here. Much love.
And thank you to BBS Radio.
This session is no longer being recorded.